always say that you should call into the show, talk about the issues that affect you directly, and who knows, we might turn it into a topic that we discuss. As a matter of fact, this call came in about a hip replacement.
I'm in quite a state because I've been attending Victoria Hospital for quite a long time.
Right.
And I need an operation, and they tell me every couple of months to come back to see the doctor, which I do. And the last time it was last Thursday when they took all tests from me and said, okay, now you're on an emergency waiting list.
Yes.
Now, I'm one of many. And I don't know how long I'm going to wait and what to do about it.
And hip replacements, I mean, if
you... Hip replacements, yeah.
Yeah, and they're very painful. It's very painful to have a problem with your hip. You're not mobile.
I've been walking for years like this, and I can't walk anymore. They keep telling me they got trauma problems in the hospitals, and you must wait your turn.
Okay.
How long, I don't know.
Yeah. So it's really sad when you hear an elderly person tell that story, because a lot of elderly people... they need to be mobile to get around. A lot of elderly people don't even have their own families caring for them. So when you are elderly, you need a hip replacement, you're not mobile, how do you even fend for yourself is the question. So Marika Champion is Director of Communications at the Western Cape Department of Health. Marika, good morning.
Morning, Keno, and morning, listeners.
So my heart broke when I heard that Danny talked to me. So what... I mean, how does one deal with this? There are lots of people on waiting lists. If one looks at the more vulnerable within society, such as the elderly, does one give special consideration to them?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The department recognizes that there are unfortunately many such stories, and we recognize that arthroplasty, which is what we call hip joint replacements, is like one of the things that you can do that actually is a relatively small, not a small operation, but it's such a life-changing operation when it does happen. And when patients are waiting for it, they actually suffer a lot. They go through a lot of pain. They lose mobility, as you've mentioned. Unfortunately, the lady is quite right when she said that, you know, trauma is taking up our space. I mean, when someone is, for instance, in a motor vehicle accident,
yeah,
and they have got a protruding bone, or they have some,
yep,
very severe fracture, they must be attended
absolutely
to first, because their condition is life-threatening. It really is that simple. And that is what is happening. You know, these patients, like, I think the lady's name, Sandra, these patients compete with those trauma cases when they are actually on the waiting list. And that is exactly the problem that we've got. You know, we only have so many doctors, so many theaters, so many resources, and we must unfortunately prioritize those for these emergency cases.
The emergency load
is so high in trauma, just as we've heard previously about gunshot wounds and in our emergency services, in our emergency centers, so also the orthopedics is very much under pressure, our service at the moment.
Okay.
So, you might ask us, okay, so what are we doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Okay. So what we do is, it's very important that we try and get a patient a fair service. I think everybody would agree that it doesn't matter where you are, that the service actually has to be fair. So that if Sandra is going to wait, then we know our other patients are going to wait, and that there's actually a set of criteria, and that is what the department has tried to do.
Okay.
So the department has made this central waiting list where across the province there are certain criteria by which we measure the urgency of the operation. So we look at the pain threshold of the patient, the kind of pain the patient is experiencing, how long they've been waiting. We look at the kind of mobility they have, the kind of impact that it's having on the patient physically. And
right,
according to that, they would like get a score.
Where does that leave Sandra? Must she basically just wait until...
She is just going to have to be patient. And I know this is not what she wants to hear. Mm. And I do understand the frustration. But what we are doing at the moment is we've got very senior people on leave, unfortunately, at the moment. But we are trying. We hopefully will get back to her today. with at least an estimate. But, you know, we don't really like to tell our patients that because we don't know what
Absolutely. Listen, I understand the pressures on the system, but I'm going to make a call this morning. If there's anybody, because I feel sorry for Sandra. She reminds me of my grandmother, and I know how mobile my grandmother needed to be. So I'm going to put a call out there for people who want to assist Sandra to help get her that hip replacement. And if you run a private hospital in the Western Cape, if you're part of Netcare, if you're part of Life Health, and I know there are people who are on the board of Life Health, for example, if we can assist in getting Sandra a hip replacement, this is not an official radiothon. I'm just saying, if there's a couple of people who want to get together and get her that hip replacement so that she can be mobile, then we can connect all of you and let's see if we can make that work. But Marika, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning. Marika Champion, Director of Communications at the Western Cape Health Department.